This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhzhia site. A team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, braving gunfire and artillery blasts along their route, crossed the front lines to reach the Zaporizhzhia plant on Thursday in a mission to help safeguard against catastrophe. Speaking to reporters after leaving colleagues inside, IEA Director Rafael Grossi said the agency was not moving from the plant from now on and vowed Thursday a continued presence of agency experts.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable, which is more predictable. It is obvious that the plant and the physical integrity of the plant has been violated several times, by chance, by deliberation.
Taliban officials and a local medic say an explosion tore through a crowded mosque in western Afghanistan, killing 18 people, including a prominent cleric. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say more were hurt in the blast, which went off in the western city of Herat during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week when places of worship are particularly crowded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Previous mosque attacks have been claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which tend to be aimed against religious and ethnic minorities in Afghanistan, as well as Taliban targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Australia has had some of the world's strictest disease control measures. Some of those last remaining COVID-19 restrictions now are being eased. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
At the height of the pandemic, millions of people were forced into protracted lockdowns. Masks were mandatory, and many frontline workers, including medical staff and teachers, were told to be vaccinated or face losing their jobs. Australia banned most foreign nationals after closing its borders in March 2020, and Australians needed government permission to leave the country. Australia's COVID fortress has been dismantled and its borders have reopened with few, if any, restrictions. Other pandemic measures have persisted, but they're now being wound back. The measures will come into effect September 9. However, public health experts warn the restrictions could trigger another wave of infections. They believe about a third of COVID-19 patients are still potentially infectious on day 6 and 7 after they contract the virus. Steve Robson is the president of the Australian Medical Association, which represents many doctors and other healthcare professionals.
We'll be watching very closely at how this plays out in terms of pressure on hospitals, and we'll be calling on the government to revise that if we find that things are getting worse. I think a lot of what we've seen from overseas is literally catastrophic.
Australia has recorded more than 10 million coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic. Almost 14,000 people have died, according to government data. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Officials say planes carrying fresh aid from the United Arab Emirates and Uzbekistan have landed overnight at an airport near Pakistan's capital. Officials said Friday the two flights are part of the humanitarian air bridge established last month after floods wreaked havoc in the impoverished Islamic nation, killing 1,208 people since mid-June. It was UAE's 9th and Uzbekistan's first flight carrying relief goods. Recapping our top story, heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhzhia site. The team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency braved gunfire and artillery blast along their route as they reached the plant on Thursday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.